The Bloomington City Council is just weeks away from adopting the amended Unified Development Ordinance. One of the changes being made to the zoning code reduces requirements for ground floor retail space downtown. For this week's City Limits question, WFIU's Mitch Legan tried to figure out what's with all these empty storefronts.
It's been a week since Thanksgiving, and the holiday shopping season is officially in full force. But if you're shopping around downtown Bloomington, you're bound to pass some storefronts that don't have stores in them. That's led resident Wolfgang von Buechler to ask, if nobody's in these spaces now, why does the city keep requiring them? He asked City Limits to find out.
I just feel like the city has never really explained itself, and I'd like to know why, and how successful is it?
According to Bloomington senior zoning planner Eric Grulich, the city first began pushing for stores, offices, and other commercial uses on the ground floors of new developments back in 2007. Which was the last time Bloomington overhauled its zoning code or Unified Development Ordinance.
So the desire when we updated the zoning code in 2007 was twofold. One, to have active ground floor space by requiring commercial space on the ground floor. And two, we didn't want properties in our commercial corridors being developed completely with apartments.
Before 2007, developers had begun building large apartment complexes downtown tailored to students. Grulich says the city wanted to maintain downtown as a center of economic activity and have buildings that people could interact with, rather than just stark apartment complexes. So the 2007 UDO mandated that on certain streets, no less than half of the total ground floor area in new developments had to be for commercial uses.
So good planning practices say that you want a mixed-use building that has an active, involved ground floor commercial component, and then apartments above it to help supplement that use or other commercial uses.
But the 2007 UDO was pretty broad because it said properties on 14 different streets had to provide that non-residential space on the ground floor. That's led to an oversupply that sits vacant. So the city is addressing it in the new UDO.
We've been more specific in the new zoning code of identifying, you know, other than just overlay districts, even more focused on these are the streets and corridors that we want ground floor.
The new proposed ordinance shrinks the total area that requires ground floor commercial units and focuses it more around downtown. Grulich says though some spaces are still empty, the city decided to keep the requirement because more commercial units create more opportunities for potential business owners to take a chance and open something up.
If you've only got five commercial spaces in the city to choose from, the cost of renting those spaces is going to be pretty high. If you've got 500 spaces to choose from, the cost of those is going to be lower. So it helps small business owners a lot more because they've got a smaller startup cost to get into these spaces.
But Mark Lockley, who's a developer with Dwellings in Bloomington, says it's tough to get tenants in commercial spaces because a lot of retail is moving online.
Going online, it's really changing the way that people are living, shopping, and so retail has been a real challenge.
Alex Crowley, Bloomington's Director of Economic and Sustainable Development, says a lot of factors lead to empty spaces, including developer preferences. But one thing the city can do to attract businesses is simplifying the regulatory process.
So I think we can get out of the way sometimes in ways that we haven't really done, and then we're looking at that and say, hey, is there something that we're doing that we should do differently that can help to facilitate activation of some spaces that really should be activated except for maybe the interactions that are happening with the city.
He also says the city is partnering with Downtown Bloomington, Inc. and Indiana University to study Bloomington retail this spring. The project will give the city a better idea of how many empty storefronts there actually are in Bloomington and the best ways to fill those units. Crowley says,
there's no silver bullet. Not one thing is going to suddenly like fill up all the retail spaces and we're going to be done. It's going to be sort of a case by case. We're going to have to cobble together different solutions. My hope is in the next year or so, we might have some interesting trials or actual implementations in place.
If all goes according to plan, the Bloomington City Council will pass the UDO and the new ground floor policies in about 2 weeks. For WFIU News, I'm Mitch Legan.